Now, think not that she didn't say anything when she spoke out in the spirit. What it was speaking about is, kept saying over and over again, self-effort, self-effort. A lot of time in the spirit realm, because of a lack of understanding and a lack of training, the total aspect of the government of God, good men and good women who love God, who've studied the word a long time, really a lot of time they were functioning in self-effort. Can you pray and read the Bible and really love God and still go in self-effort? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because a lot of emotion has tried to take the place of the real thing. And so emotionalism has been a crippling factor to the church. Emotionalism. In other words, because emotionalism make it seem like you're moving in the spirit. But the fruit called the shot. The manifestation called the shot. Did anything manifest? Last night, lady, blind in her left eye. Film, can't hardly see. Put her hand over her left eye, and her sight came. Many things happened. It's about 6 or 7 things happened. We have them recorded. I think my son is going to put some of them on the internet so you can hear them. But there are a lot of things. We talk about healing, miracles, and deliverance. That's bespeaking Jesus' ministry. But the Western church has not fully capitalized or captured or able to move in the full potential of the Spirit as we should. And it's because of 3 or 4 things. We'll talk about them tonight. Let's just talk to the Lord a minute. Lord, let this service be based on preaching and teaching, healing, miracles, signs, and wonders, in the persuasion and the power of the Holy Ghost, that demonstration and the spirit of the power of the Holy Ghost Spirit be upon us, that whatever you want to operate on or manifest or demonstrate or create, there are situations before us here in this auditorium and probably thousands of people watching by internet in their homes in different places. But I know you're omnipresent. I know you're omnipotent, you're omniscient. You know everything. And so we just yield to you tonight. We started out the other night, and you told us come back last night. You told us come back tonight. We're here. I see some of the same faces. They're sticking the meeting out. Thank you for them. We praise you and honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you may be seated. Welcome. Get your Bibles. Welcome to internet audience. We have a large internet audience from all over the world, different countries. The Lord told us to talk about healing, miracles, and deliverance. We want to start in the aspect of telling you how to $1,000, $500, $1,000, two different $1,500. How to yield to the Holy Ghost power. Write that down. How to yield to the Holy Ghost power. Now there are some things that has to be place for meeting like this. And I tried to correlate these things, and I didn't know exactly how it was going to work, but it's working perfectly. And the reason it is, listen to me, the people are ready. People are ready. Y'all heard that? The people are ready. So, with that in mind, prayer praise. Now, we talk about praise. You know, right next step, praise is worship. So we say praise, we're talking about praise and worship.
Yes, sir.
Prayer, praise, and worship, or prayer, praise, and preaching must correlate in the spirit. And another way to say it is atmosphere, anointing, and authority. They must correlate to produce an atmosphere and an environment that will not quench or grieve the Holy Spirit, but make the Holy Spirit be at home. Kingdom, power, and glory, the second part of in the Lord's Prayer in the 6th chapter of Matthew, 13th verse, that B part talks about dying is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Now, you read that naked, and it don't have spiritual significance as it should. But what it means is government, grace, and glory. Government, grace, and glory. Note that government is first. And so government in the spirit realm has to be right, because we've got so many other governments we run into. We got organizational government. We got political government. We got man government. We got theological government. All those governments trying to govern something they can't govern. Because the government of the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
So you see, kingdom citizenship is entirely different than normal citizenship. So therefore, if the government is not in place, that means the power not going to be in place. So that means the glory not going to be in place. Are you seeing what I'm saying? So therefore, if the glory block, if the power block, and if the kingdom block, we out. We're doing things. We're doing things by information, natural knowledge, natural scripture knowledge. But the revelation that we need, now watch this, the revelation that we need to validate manifestation and demonstration is not there, because the spirit carries another beat. Or let's say it this way. In the spirit realm, there is a divine rhythm. And yeah, you got to flow with that rhythm. You got to flow with the rhythm of the Holy Ghost. And so it will not happen by information only. See, you have to have revelation. Are you with me now? And we'll turn to the scriptures in a minute. I want to say something to you, because when we turn to the scriptures, we're going to be gripping something, all right? The miracle working power of God, all the miracles you will need in your lifetime is recorded by your name. No, you didn't see it. You didn't see that. You didn't see that. All the miracles you will need in your lifetime is already recorded by your name. Past miracles, present miracles, future miracles. Matter of fact, whatever attack Satan got set up for you, there's a miracle to match it. I said there's a miracle to match it. What confidence, what courage that place in a person's heart who come to grip with that revelation. Lord, I need one of my miracles.
Wow.
Oh, Lord, the apostle said he already recorded. Isn't that wonderful? So that means now, no sickness, no disease, no opposition, no problem, no situation can take you out. Because everything that comes up, because you're in the kingdom with kingdom citizenship, and by revelation and insight from the Holy Ghost, you know there's a miracle that matches whatever come in my life. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. That make a man pray in tongue, boy. Now, here's where we're going to have to be ready when we go in and learn some things tonight and yield to the Holy Spirit and power, or yield to the power of the Holy Spirit. In knowing that, it's only a matter of you knowing this by the Spirit and staking your claim and receiving it right now. The miracle you need tonight, out of your stack, is in this house. And the Holy Spirit, I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. And the Holy Spirit is here. If you claim it in faith, the Holy Spirit is here to confirm it. The purpose of miracles is to glorify God. So every time Satan try to put his hand on you, it's just another chance to glorify God when you know what you're doing. Listen now, the possibilities of miracles is to verify God is who he says he is. What that mean now? See, that don't mean much to you if you don't understand. It means that when you call for your miracle, that God cannot deny himself. Your miracle is not just about you. It's God's reputation is at stake when you claim it right. And claim it in the name of Jesus with the right revelation. God has to come through, or he's not God. That ain't going to happen. That can't happen. So you see here, just these few moments, it has set you up for a miracle tonight. You know the miracle's there. You know the purpose of the miracle is to glorify God. And you understand that the possibilities of miracles is to verify God is who he says he is. Now notice the word possibilities. Miracles has no impossibilities. So your case can't be put in a new category. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now the persuasion of miracles is revelation knowledge from the word of God. The persuasion, where you're going to become persuaded. See, the miracle already there. Matter of fact, let me say this. The miracle already persuaded. And by revelation knowledge, you become persuaded. That's Romans 4:21. The Apostle Paul, in a situation that shouldn't happen normally. But the Lord's word was at stake. And Paul was ministering about Abraham shouldn't, after 100 years old, be able to bring forth no child. But yet God's word was at stake. God had told him, you're going to have a child of your own loin. The other boy don't work. Could it be because of a lack of revelation knowledge, we have not seen the miracle signs and wonders because we've been accepting an Ishmael, a substitute? Could it be we've been trying to help God too much instead of yielding to him? You get a little scripture knowledge, you know, you get kind of wild. You think you can handle it. But the more wiser you become, the more you yield to him. Not just the scriptures, you got to yield to him. Scriptures is talking about him. Scriptures can keep you out from God. You get to thinking you know so much. And you know, your meekness and your humbleness and your yielding aspect and your ability to say to God, I know I can't do this. And you need to throw your infirmities out on the table and say, here it is, Lord. I can't handle it, but I know you can. Sometimes scriptures keep us from doing that. When they were taught from emotional basis and you feel like you got to feel something before you got your healing. But you got your healing when you take it. Yeah. It doesn't matter how you feel. Are you listening to me? Yeah. It'll happen. So you have to come to a persuasion. Now, just give me a moment. We'll deal the text in a few minutes. But I want to introduce this to you because when we go to road tonight, I don't want you holding it on a truck. I want you sitting in your seat to know what's going on. The performer of miracle is the Holy Spirit of power. That's who performed miracle. Not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Catch that. Now, the prime pump for miracles is the spirit of faith.
Yes, sir.
Is the spirit of faith. It's believing and taking. It's believing and speaking. It's believing and acting. It's believing and accessing. We'll get to that in a moment. Now, two more things that I want to show you something. The pleasure of miracles is that they never fail. You heard that? Man, you sure don't act like it. The pleasure of miracles, they never fail. If that is true, that means I can't fail to get my miracle. Tonight is my miracle night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord want to show you something tonight that if you don't yield, if you don't open your spirit up, you're not going to see it. Yeah. But you notice I turned the scriptures off the screen and shut the points off the screen. The Lord said they're not going to get there. If they're going to lose their focus. They're trying to take too much information. Yeah, right. They need to pay attention because some things could be taught and some things have to be caught. That's why. I think the boy stirred the boys up to get one of them yet because the internet is not like here. There is something about, I know in my own experience about traveling with my spiritual father who's a prophet, is something about eye to eye contact.
Yes, yes.
and being close to the fire,
yes, sir.
A lie, not a fake fire.
Yes, sir. Right.
Yes, sir.
And my wife and I were talking about that, and the Lord revealed something. I was walking down the hall of my house. The Lord revealed something to me about that. I didn't know how strong that was. I was dealing with it last night, and we had a move of the Spirit last night. I want you to turn to Acts chapter 3. I want to show you one thing out of there, even before we get to work in here, because there's one thing I want to train you on tonight. But Acts chapter 3, I want you to turn there a minute. I want to show you something. It's amazing. It's amazing what the Spirit of God, so many things the Spirit of God can show you. And I want you to see this, because this a factor will get you to the meetings. One you can get to. You know, you can't get to all of them. I don't know, but maybe. I got tired at bedtime, you know. It's a marvelous miracle in this chapter. Mm-hmm. It's a lamb man, you remember? And he was looking for something, some change, something, but two Holy Ghost men came by. And they said something in their process of activating this miracle in that man's life. Oh, we know they say in the name of Jesus. We know that much. And that's a powerful part of it. But it's something else they did that is hidden. That is hidden. And it has something to do with what I said last night. I'm not even preaching on this miracle, but I just want to show you this. Well, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the night hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried. He never walked, you see. Whom they laid daily at the gate every day of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms to them that enter into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, it must be something about that. And I started to tell you about my experience with my father. I was following him, and I saw when the glory came. I saw when his anointing took another leap, and it leaped on me when it leaped on him. The effect he was having up here, I was having it down in the seat. And here also in Acts 4:13, when organized religion questioned the miracle. But when they look at Peter and John, the Bible said they took notice. They saw something. And they come to the conclusion, these men have been with Jesus. I tell you, when you've been with Jesus, you don't look the same. Amen. Amen. I just want you to see that the value of not just taking notes and keeping your head buried, but when you hear that tone changing, when you hear that bell ringing, something about to come out the sprout, and you got to be focused. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So the importance of preaching and teaching in the demonstration of the Spirit and power is so important that pulpits and apostolic that I'm training, that we preach and teach just like Paul, just like Jesus, just like Peter. The important, I talked about that last night, you remember? The importance of preaching and teaching in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. That's the Holy Ghost and power. Acts 10:38, we looked at that last night. Turn there again before I go further. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, a man. See, Nazareth called his man part out, not his God part. With the Holy Ghost and power. Now, that's just saying Spirit and power.
Yes, sir.
who went about doing good. You see that? Healing how many?
All.
That was what?
Oppressed.
Of who?
Of the devil.
And I told you the Trinity is in there, the devil is in there, and deliverance is in that book. No doubt about it. We shouted on it last night, and the Lord blessed us last night. Now, the ultimate need in the body of Christ is to establish our faith properly in the power of God. The ultimate need, the ultimate need in the body of Christ is to establish our faith properly in the power of God. So let's go back to 1 Corinthians 2 now. 1 Corinthians 2. Amen.
Amen.
Stick with me now. Glory to God. Every now and then God like to hear a little something. Every now and then he like to hear praise or thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just like a loon in your mind. You sit inside and say, ain't nobody saying that. Say, hallelujah. It's an invitation. When you open your mouth, I mean, now you don't want to open your mouth and just get all loud and all out of wax. You got to know how to flow. You see what I'm saying? But your praise and your accolades in the spirit invites God to do something out of the ordinary. And while I'm talking about invitation, the Spirit of God had warned me in a meeting like this to tell you don't miss your visitation.
Yes, sir.
He might visit you and not touch the person right next to you because your spirit has tapped into his frequency. And you have focus enough for him to come in. And you on the right channel for him to dial your miracle. That's why I don't let nobody disturb you when good preaching or Holy Ghost preaching going on. We ain't got time to chew no gum and chat here now, man. God up in here, I might miss my visitation, miss my miracle, miss my healing. So you have to focus, but you every now and then you ought to say something.
Yes.
Grunt or do something to let the Lord know I'm here.
Yes.
I need something from you.
Yes.
I'm going to get mine. You see my point?
Yes.
So here in 1 Corinthians 2, we're set up with how to establish our faith. And we'll look at some verses you know about, but we're going to try by the help of the Holy Ghost to correlate them where they can have greater meaning to your faith. Greater meaning to your faith. So here in 1 Corinthians 2, 1, masterpiece here. Now, about to slap you. Now, notice, I've preached this many years as a pastor, but notice it's apostolic. So if it's not taught to you apostolic, just pastorally, or even prophetic, it won't be the same. See, you have an apostle dealing with this text. And we in the Western Hemisphere, we have not known about the office as we should. So therefore, we have had few drops of miracle. Don't know I'm telling the truth. When the last 9 miracles happened among you? How many blind eyes been opened? This is supposed to be constant supper, constant dinner, constant breakfast for us. Somebody blind sees, somebody lame walks. Somebody's kidney start bleeding and the doctor don't know what to do. And they come to a Holy Ghost meeting and go back to the doctor the next day and the doctor shouting. Man told us that last night, didn't he? Doctor scared him. And the doctor said, whatever you do, keep doing it. Your blood have clotted right and the kidney have stopped bleeding. That's supernatural. I tell you one thing, if you don't expect a miracle, you won't get none. What is a good service? A good service is when there's manifestation and demonstration, not just feeling good, but results. I want results. I said I want results. If God is who he says he is, and he is, we got to find out. This text aligns us up for the supernatural, for demonstration, for manifestation like never before. Once we learn what the apostles is aiming to teach us in this chapter, and then he teaches us life in the spirit in the 8th chapter. I love those two chapters, 1 Corinthians 2 and Romans 8. Oh, my goodness, so powerful. But here he said, and I, brethren, he give his credentials now, and he show forth how things happen in his ministry. You know, a lot of things happen in Paul's ministry. He said, and I think he was ministering to minister too. He said, I, brother, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech of wisdom, declaring unto you what? The testimony of God. God has a testimony. Now, here in the second verse, there's a secret. He says, for I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ, him crucified. What he's saying, in other words, I'm determined not to know anything among you but the finished work of Christ. Yes, sir. I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ crucified, buried, resurrected, and ascended. Yes. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my preaching. And my speech and my preaching. Yeah. And my speech.
Yeah. Come on.
And my preaching. Come on. Was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, because there's no miracle there.
All right.
There's no healing there. There's no deliverance there. That's just eloquence and feeling good and sounding good. And but in demonstration of the Spirit, of the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit and power. You see that? Demonstration means something going on. Now notice why he explained all of this. He's setting them up for the supernatural, setting them up for miracles, healing, and deliverance in God's way. You got to have faith for it. He said, the reason my preaching and my teaching is the way it is, verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but where? But where?
In the power of God.
But where?
In the power of God.
In the power of God. Now, if your faith is not fed that type of preaching,
yes, sir. Right.
If your faith is not fed that type of teaching,
yes, sir.
You're not ready yet.
Yeah.
You'll get some little drips and stuff, but I mean, on purpose. Getting a miracle on purpose. Getting a deliverance on purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, God, how you got out?
Yeah.
God, I don't know. The Lord brought me out of that. See, because before you can receive in that type of dimension or on that level or in that realm of the spirit, you first not go sin destroy. You're not ready to receive in that level unless you know how to get in the presence of God and don't turn him loose until he provides you with what you came for.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't tell me it can't happen because Jacob didn't turn him loose.
Yes, sir.
You say, I'm not going to turn you loose until you bless me.
Yes.
So before the happening, you first have to know how to get in the presence of God, not quenching, grieving, or resisting the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And not trying to tell God how to do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just help me. I don't know what to do. Just help me.
Yeah.
So I want to expand it a little bit from some powerful voices. You know those voices, but let's look at these voices. Let's just talk about establishing our faith in the power of God. Establishing our faith properly in the power of God and in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power. Hebrews 11 and 1, most of us know it by Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Come on, turn there. And the evidence of things not seen. Now I'm about to tell you something now. All right? I'm about to jack your car up and take all four tires off. Listen, listen. Because we need a new ride.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We don't need that car bouncing up down with them big tires and let them guys. We know we need a smooth ride. Make a pregnant woman have a baby, bouncing up and down that car like that. Faith does not work by seeing, and all of y'all say, whoa, it's not by sight. But I'm going to give you a word. I want you to hold on to it. Jesus used it all the time. Faith does, real Bible, Holy Ghost faith, or miracle-producing faith, does not work by seeing. It works by perceiving. Perceiving. What is perceiving? Picking up something that is beyond your senses. Picking up something that is beyond your information. See? See? Perception. Perceiving. See, Jesus perceived things. You read, I see y'all have been reading the Bible. Jesus said, I perceive. Well, faith worked by perceiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Now you know when you're working by perception, when you're perceiving things, Satan can't deceive you.
Yeah. All right.
Why? You're working in a level beyond him. You pulling from heaven when you perceive.
Yes,
you pulling from another dimension.
Yes,
you pulling from another file that he can't put his hand in.
Yes.
He looking for you, but he don't know where you went.
Yes, sir. Wow.
You have been hidden in a divine cloud because everybody can't perceive. Now, in saying that, go to 2 Corinthians 4:13. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Now, notice the scripture. It gives us more enlightenment. We have in the same spirit of faith. You got it?
Yes,
what? What else does it say? What? And what happened? Excuse me. Now, we also believe and therefore speak. Notice we're not speaking to believe. We have done enough meditation. We have made enough divine observation that what we're dealing with is already ours. And so now we have a boldness, a confidence, an awareness that I have it before it arrives. Because now I have perceived it from another dimension. I'm no longer on the level with the problem. Satan think he has me, but I got him. You see me? Because I'm working, I'm working from another channel. See? So this spirit of faith comes through Holy Ghost preaching. You brought your shouting clothes? Let's go to Galatians 2:20. You got to die to have faith like this. You got to die to self. You got to die to socialism. You got to die to your senses. You got to lose your mind to have this kind of faith. You got to think in another bracket. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, we're going to talk about faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God, watch this finished way, that loved me, cross, crucifixion, and gave himself for me. And when you're operating in faith like that, the next verse, you will not frustrate the grace of God. Faith like that can cooperate with the grace of God. So now I'm not only operating in faith, I'm operating in favor. Favor, just favor, man. And when you got God's favor, whoo, Lord have mercy. Cancer on the run. Arthritis, tuberculosis, whatever you call it. All of it running because you got faith and favor walking down the street on both sides of you. Favor on this side, favor on this side. Yeah, something about to happen, man. When you got divine faith and divine favor and you're not in yourself, you dead. You dead and alive at the same time. Pow! You set up for a miracle. You set yourself up for a miracle. You find out what God said about it. Dead people don't have diabetes. They're dead to it. It's our senses running parallel with our spirit, keeping us out. Jude 19 and 20. Hallelujah.
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 Trying to see that clock. Got a tall man back there. Tell somebody I'm going to get my miracle tonight.
I'm going to get my miracle tonight.
Who would like to have a miracle tonight? I said, who would like to have a miracle tonight? You tell you got to have it? You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Always love this here in Jude when it says in the 19th verse, before you read the 20th verse, 20th verse has something to do with faith, a different kind of faith, called it most holy faith, spirit of faith, most holy faith.
Yeah.
The 19th verse says, these be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the spirit.
Yeah.
Having not the spirit. See, they're sensual.
Yeah.
He said, so when you, but you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And see, praying in the Holy Ghost, they're building yourself on your most holy faith. You must be getting more holier when you're praying the Holy Ghost. Get closer to the holiness of God. That's what it's saying, isn't it? So my brothers and sisters, the ultimate need in the body of Christ is establish our faith in the power of God. How to yield to the Holy Ghost power. We've got to have a faith to be able to yield to the Holy Ghost power. Turn to 1 Corinthians. I'm going to try to get further.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians chapter 4. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I tell you, it's been easy preaching.
Yes, sir.
The people come here, they're ready to go for it.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for that.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've had some hard plowing in some places I went. I said, oh, Lord. I was so hard one night, Leroy closed his Bible on me. He was the only one. The rest of them was looking around at their church, you know.
Yeah.
They were proud of their church, man. I was trying to get in the spirit. I ain't thinking about this building, man. But they was all proud and everything, you know. And they pastor was Dr. So-and-so. And
yeah.
Thank God I don't run them suckers no more.
Thank God.
Yeah. I'm going to make a statement before I read the verse so you can catch it. There is so much unstoppable kingdom power that is available to us. There is so much unstoppable kingdom power that is available to us. That verse there in 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power.
Yes, sir.
Got it? That's why when we read in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, look there quickly. And then we'll look at another scripture about the kingdom. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Our gospel came to you not in word only, but in what?
Power.
What else? What? In the Holy Ghost. And in what else? So you don't know what manner of man we are among, men we are among you. We're not called Hobo Sukule outside. We're not regular men. We're men with government. We're men with a kingdom. We're men with a power. We got a word from God. Something should happen when we talk. Not word only, but in the power of the Holy Ghost. You see that? I said in the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, in Romans 14:17, it tells us the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but what? Righteousness. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost, joy in the Holy Ghost. See? That, oh, my goodness. In a meeting, if the joy of the Holy, joy unspeakable and full of glory hit the meeting, It get a person lost in the spirit and found in God.
Wow.
where God can do something while they're out of the way. Oh, glory. Wouldn't you like that to happen tonight? Well, you're going to have to participate. Glory to God. The kingdom of God. And now you're going to have to, you're going to have to participate. I feel it coming. There's a miracle on the way. Matter of fact, there are miracles on the way in this house tonight by internet. The lady said she laid her hand on her computer and the power came through there and healed her body. She had been suffering for something for a long time. Then the Lord told her, said, check it. She checked it. It was gone. I think it was even on our shoulder, our arm or something. Left leg. My goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Glory to God. There is so much unstoppable kingdom power that is available to us through the finished work of Christ. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of Jesus' blood. It's an unstoppable kingdom. You understand that? So if the kingdom of God has unstoppable power available to me all the time, that means whatever I order from this book, should come to my address. There's a whole lot of internet ordering now. You know, we order. Sometimes we don't even go. Some people shop for Christmas.
Right.
They stay at their house. They shop in their bedroom and the stuff. And the man bring it in the truck.
Yes,
and they're pretty angry with it, too.
Yes,
if they can bring it.
Yeah.
And you at the window looking for it. Because you know they're going to bring it. If that's so, why can't we, as born again, spirit-filled children of God, order something out of this catalog by faith and expect it to come? And it will come. Because God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, oh, glory to God. He'll make it good. Now, my question is, the question here now, do you have something you need to order? And my statement is, order it right now. Because he said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am in the midst. Go ahead. Order right now. Go ahead and order. I want to order right now. Go ahead. Order. I never dog that you order. Order. Man. John 14. Man. Hallelujah. The power of the cross unfolds the greater works. Then John 14:12, it says, I like what it says. Very, very. Very, very. Truly, truly, truly. Very, very. I tell the truth, nothing else but the truth. Very, 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 very. I say to you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now the Holy Ghost showed me something, and I don't know how to say it. Yeah, I know how to say it. The greater works are not just for you to do. The greater works are for you to have. He who does the greater work can have the greater work. First Corinthians 1. Come on, let's keep turning. We'll hit a gusher. Glory to God, what time it is? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First Corinthians. Mongoloose in them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your word is true. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But to us which are saved, it is the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. Power. The cross that it was. The cross is power and wisdom of how to operate in power comes from the cross. Come from the cross. Now, lack of understanding the power will cause you to forfeit what is yours. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Lack of understanding of the power will cause you to forfeit what is really yours.
Wow, wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Even though you have a Bible voice, even though you have a Bible rhyme, but if you understand the power and how it functions and how to tap into it, you're going to be a regular Christian. Ain't nobody got no time for that. Anybody got no time being no regular Christian? I want the glory to function. I want to do things for God. Then I want God to take care of me too. And he will. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Man, and turbulence keep trying to come in here.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a little more matured about this now. I don't rush myself and get all upset and try to make y'all do something. I just wait on the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You know, preach enough. Uh-huh. Preach enough until somebody catch a fire.
Yes, sir.
You see, if there's a lack of understanding, and I like what the apostle did here. In Ephesians 1:17. Now, all that he's doing, what he's trying to bring a revelation of who Jesus really is. A revelation of who you really have living on the inside of you. A revelation, he give us a threefold revelation about the calling, about the inheritance, and about the power. I'm going to try to get to the power. We're talking about the power, how to yield to the power of the Holy Ghost. See, to yield to the power of the Holy Ghost, you're going to have more than religion. You're going to have more than rituals. You're going to have a revelation from the Holy Ghost. And watch what he says here now. You got to think about what we're working on. I want you to think about working on. Lack of understanding the power will cause you to forfeit what is yours. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
Now, the Apostle Paul knew this. So at his churches, the churches that he was traveling to, he was trying to get them in a deeper dimension of understanding how the Spirit works.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, you know, he prayed some powerful prayer. This is one. You got another one in the third chapter talking about being stricken by his mic in your inner man.
Yes.
He was trying to get him in an inner mode.
Yes, sir.
Not just an emotional mode.
Right.
Insight that'll last you the rest of your life.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Not just for this one service. But in a service, you can have a lifetime encounter, a lifetime experience, something you'll never lose. Now you're ready to go share it with somebody else. You got your business straight. You ain't heard that. You got your business straight. But you knew how to get in. Now you're ready to do ministry. You can't really do ministry if you haven't been ministered to. If you haven't had some encounters yourself, some challenges yourself, some persecution yourself, and you can declare God brought me through them all, shortcoming and all. If you haven't had encounters with God and you can't relate to the people. If you've never been in a hole and couldn't dig your way out. You can't tell people about prosperity if you've never been broke yourself.
See?
But experience is a powerful thing. I don't know, it gives you divine assurance. To preach the word, I've seen the word do so much for me and for my family and for this church. That I preach the word with confidence.
Yes,
because I trust him.
Yes, sir.
He always come through. He said, I'll never leave you. Nor forsake you. You can't get in enough trouble that I can't handle. You can't get sick enough that I can't heal. You can't get in a situation that I can't work out for you. Do you really know who I am? I'm El Shaddai. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I am Elohim. The only problem you can have in here tonight, Jesus said, that you don't know how to touch the hem of my garment. I'm still doing it. I still have no barricade that can block me out. I'll blow it away. I'm the Lord thy God. And I'm here to bless you. And I'm here to make it right. I know you've been carrying it a long time, but I call this meeting just for you to tell you your night has come. The prayers you have prayed and the praise that you have given come forth tonight in manifestation and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. No, no, no. You won't lose this time. You've gone a many rounds with this thing. But tonight, I call you the victor tonight. I'm here. I said I'm here. To bring whatever manifestation, receive. Lord God said, I'm walking through this place like a man. I'm looking for somebody. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro, up and down the earth, try to find somebody hot who's perfect toward him that he may show himself strong. Is he talking to you? In 1 second, God can wipe it out. Say it, I have a miracle on my mind.
I have a miracle on my mind.
I don't care how long it been.
I don't care how long it
been. Timed up.
Timed up.
Now.
Now.
Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. The Lord's God strong and mighty. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I take it now. Say, I take it now. I take my healing now. I take my miracle right now. I take my deliverance right now. Satan, take your hand off of my body.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. Oh my God, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Have you heard? The battle is not yours anymore.
Yes,
after the finished work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
After Jesus died.
Yes.
He took all our battles.
Yes.
Bring all your burden.
Yes.
To the Lord.
Yes, sir.
For he cares for you.
Yes.
David said, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
And I shall not want.
Yes.
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. Yeah, do I walk through the valley and shadow of death. I will feel no evil.
Yes,
thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Then he said this though. I'm going to jump to this part. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He anoints my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy. Somebody ought to get something right now. Shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely, the Lord said, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desire of your heart. You have any desire tonight? He said, delight. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Lord, the Lord is in his place tonight. Touch somebody. Tell them, be healed. Touch somebody. Tell them, take your miracle. Your miracle is in this house tonight. The Lord has brought your miracle out. Take your miracle. Take it. Take it. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The violence take it by force. Take your miracle. Turn around. Turn around where you are. Turn around into your miracle. The time has come. 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 My time has come. My time. This is my time. This is my time. Hey! I take my miracle now. Take your miracle. Take your miracle.